Good morning, KSER listeners. Since we're seeing some bad behavior on Twitter lately, I'm going to share 5 etiquette tips for Twitter. I call it Twitiquette. Twitter is a social media tool that is growing by leaps and bounds, has about 200 million users. Is it just a passing fad? I don't think so. As more business is conducted online, people are realizing the power of social media, especially Twitter, to promote their business and connect with others. To truly succeed with Twitter, it's vitally important you know the etiquette before you jump in and accidentally alienate your followers. Twitter has been described as a mini blog. Users have 140 characters to update their followers about anything and everything. When you follow someone, you see their tweets, or updates as they're called. And when someone follows you, they see your tweets. You can use the Twitter search function to search topics, words, or people you'd like to follow. Tip number 1, before you start tweeting, do some research on how Twitter works. It can be really confusing at first. Twitter has a Twitter 101 on twitter.com that will walk you through the ins and outs of the site. Then be sure to set up a Twitter profile with at least a bio and a photo, or it's called an avatar. You want to humanize your profile so people know who you are and what you're about so they can decide if they want to follow you. Decide what interests you want to highlight that you will tweet about and then just start tweeting. I always look at someone's bio and tweets to see if we have anything in common before I agree to follow them. If you don't have a bio or no avatar, I won't follow you. Tip number 2, engage with your followers to build relationships. People do business with people, not with companies. Comment on your followers' tweets. Retweet any tweets you think are interesting or valuable. Retweeting means you resend the message out to your followers so that the tweet gains even more exposure for the person who wrote it. Did you get that? Don't worry if you didn't. You'll eventually get it. However, be careful not to randomly retweet posts that don't have much value, as people will judge you by what you retweet. When people retweet you, be sure to thank them in a direct message. This is a good way to let people know you appreciate their efforts, and it encourages them to do it again. Tip number 3, try to think like a marketer when tweeting. To be heard on Twitter, you need to grab people's attention. Rather than tweeting something like, "Read my latest blog post," instead, tweet something like, "5 points to keep from alienating your Twitter followers." That said, don't feel intimidated. Just start tweeting. Sometimes I'm surprised by what people respond to or retweet. I had a lot of responses when I stated that men's socks should match their pants. And again, when I asked for advice on web hosting companies. But when I asked for social media etiquette tips, the Twitterverse was silent, even though I see tweets about this topic all the time. So just start tweeting and see what resonates. And be yourself. Don't try to be someone you're not. Tip number 4, don't spam. When talking about your business, do not spam people. That is, don't send repeated tweets about your business or product or book. It's like walking into a cocktail party and screaming to everyone you see, "Buy my product!" How annoying is that? The rule is only 20% of your tweets should be about your business or product. The remaining 80% should be personal, informative, replies or retweets, links to interesting articles, things that allow people to get to know you. Tip number 5, watch your P's and Q's. Just as if you were at an in-person networking or social event, avoid controversial topics like religion and politics. It's simply not worth losing a current or potential client or customer by stating an opinion that could alienate them. Don't use off-color or demeaning jokes, swear words, or, of course, pictures of you in your underwear. You're representing your business, so be professional. Twitter is a powerful tool. If you follow these guidelines and watch your Twitiquette, it has the potential to take your business to the next level. I'm Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.